Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the Big Three, everybody. My name is Nolan Sykes, and this week we are in a four-man formation.
You weren't going to do the NCAA.
I'm sorry. That's how I just went right to it. Four-man coverage right here. We got Joe Weber.
What's up? I'm back. Hey, guys. Hey.
Welcome back from baby jail, dude.
Yeah. I saw in the comments that I left the show, so I had to come and clear the air. Yeah. I just had a baby. I'm back. It was about 4 weeks of taking care of a very fussy little baby, but he's cute and healthy, and I'm back.
Tell us about the boy.
Full dad mode, too, with a goatee.
Oh, I'm in my Paul Tuttle phase right now. his name is Wyatt. He gained...
Wait, for audio listeners... Just saying you're in your Paul Tuttle phase when you just had your son is a crazy thing to say.
Yeah, my Paul son already threw Paul, a chair through the window. Yeah,
Joe has a Paul Tuttle handlebar mustache. Mm-hmm. That's for the audio listeners. That's what he's trying to say. Not that he gets in verbal spats with his son.
No.
You've had that for a couple of days, and it didn't register to me at all that you have a goofy mustache right now, and it's pretty sick.
You've been over to my house.
I know, but what I'm saying is,
what are you talking about?
I'm so used to you having this that it didn't It's like, oh yeah, that's normal. That's just what Joe looks like.
It was shocking at first, and I was like, yeah. I'm going to keep this for half a day and then take it off, and then Emily was like, kind of looks cool.
Yeah, you're rocking it, dude. You're rocking
thanks.
It.
And you got to think, this is when all the baby pictures are going to be taken. And you're going to have this.
Oh, I'm taking, yeah.
Oh, man, you look so much younger now.
Yeah, no.
And over there on the couch, we got Max Maddox.
Hi.
And Justin Freeman.
Time to blitz.
That's really good.
That's pretty good, dude.
Linebackers, dang. Head crackers, baby.
Yeah. Sorry, what?
Linebackers, head crackers.
Okay, yeah.
That's the.
I missed the first part of that.
No, linebackers, head crackers.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
So big four this week.
Big four.
Yeah.
Big four.
Big four. We got big stuff to address.
That's right. We do. So we've seen your comments over the last couple months, and it's time to address the most posted comment we've ever received in our comments ever. Where is James? Right. So. For the record, we were not ignoring you guys. It just wasn't the right time to share the news. And frankly, it wasn't our news to address. So that's why we didn't say anything and didn't even allude to anything.
It hurt us not to say stuff because we want to inform you guys.
That's right. So big news. James is leaving Donut, which is a crazy thing to say out loud. I haven't said it out loud. Mm. And now I'm saying it. And yeah. So he's starting his own project. He's been working on it for a couple months now, and it's pretty much ready to go for you guys. James has obviously been a huge part of Donut for a very long time. I mean, he's one of my mentors, taught me how to do this job, taught me how to write and present and, you know, let go of this is a weird way to say it, but a lot of improv and comedy stuff, you know?
Yeah. Just, let go of your inhibitions.
Yeah. Feel the wind on your skin. but seriously, I interviewed with him to start at Donut, you know, him and Jesse and, LaVon. So yeah, big, big day. And as his friends, we're really excited for you guys to see what he's been working on. I'm excited to see it too.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, a reason that we haven't responded to these comments yet is because it really is a new project that he's working on. And we want him to be able to share that. And he's going to be making an announcement in the next couple of days, actually.
Yeah. Like, imagine if you were working on a project car and you had an embargo with your friends and you're going to take it to a car show and release it. And then your friend just like posts an IG pic of it and ruins the whole surprise. We don't want to do that.
So yeah, now that the cat's out of the bag, we're kind of assuming that you want to know more about what's going on behind the scenes here at Donut.
And we want to be transparent with you guys.
Yeah,
I get a lot of messages like, hey man, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
sick. Are you okay? I'm like, dude, I'm great.
We're doing great.
Yeah, we know we've been pretty opaque in the past and like haven't shared a lot of stuff. And we're going to try to change that, you know? So that starts tomorrow on August 1st. We're going to be doing a AMA on the Donut subreddit.
r/Donut Media.
r/Donut Media. We have an AMA. This will be my second or third time doing one. And the morning of me going on my bachelor trip. So nice. Working some quick hours in there before I head out of town. r/Donut Media. We'll be doing an AMA. We'll be answering questions about, you know, what's cooking over on the channel. High, low, what's going on with that, James, whatever. And we'll try our best to answer those questions as best we can.
Yeah. And speaking of high, low, we got a lot of cool stuff coming up in the pipeline.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're super excited about all the videos we're working on right now, as well as the interviews we have lined up. And podcast stuff.
My favorite video I'm excited about is we ranked every green car.
That is a joke. Part of Max.
One video I'm very excited about, we just drag raced all of our project cars. Mm-hmm. This is something we've talked about a couple times before. Yeah. We did a daily driver drag race a couple of months ago.
That was really fun.
It was really fun. It was the most fun I've ever had at work. So we decided to do it with our project cars. So
Spoiler alert. Justin smokes me in the first round.
That was really fun. Yeah, that was when you debuted your handlebar mustache.
That's mindset. You know, I was ready to destroy my car, and you didn't want to break your car.
No, not at all. Even though it was an $800 car, I still want to keep it. I want my son to drive it one day. So,
yeah. Mine's a $1,200 f-ing rusty box machine. Like, I rushed to get that thing fixed. I'll be damned if I don't get every inch of it. You know?
It rips. It rips.
And there's a very close matchup between Justin and myself in that video. And we were real close, neck and neck.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun learning how to launch a manual car at a drag strip. I've never done that before. It was, you know, some other cool stuff. This coming Friday, we have a one shot, a one-er.
Mm-hmm. A one-er.
We have a one-er video.
That means no cuts.
Yeah.
And everyone's seen Children of Men. We know that scene we're talking about.
Yeah. No cuts, dude. It was sick.
I rewatched that.
Really, really proud of the team for that one. What else we got going on? We have a build in the pipeline that's almost finished here that I've never seen on YouTube. And I don't mean that like no one's ever made a washing machine a car before. I'm talking like this is like a legitimate car, like legitimate build.
Yeah.
And
it's a genre of build that really hasn't been covered by us or really that many other YouTubers that I've seen before. And it's also tied into another one of these cultural investigations, kind of like when we investigated a PT Cruiser Club.
I haven't seen the car yet. And they're not going to, the director specifically said, Nolan, you're not allowed to see it until we're shooting you seeing it for the first time. But just from what he's kind of hinted at, this is going to be one of the coolest cars I think we have in the lot.
Easily.
Yeah. And what else we got?
We should just hang it in the rafters.
I mean, look, we have a calendar upstairs with all this stuff like that we're working on. All the dates are filled in and very happy with where we are creatively. But like specifically this rest of the year here, I'm just so excited for. It's just everything I would want to do at Donut.
We got personal cars.
Personal cars like yours, Justin.
We've got so many cars that are going to be on the channel from people at Donut who haven't been on camera as much recently. New faces who are going to be on the channel soon as well. We had an Easter egg in a video recently.
Yeah, you might have seen last Friday.
Yeah.
We have a I drove every kind of video. Like we've done like I've drove every F-150. I drove every Supra. We've done like Porsches at different price points. But we have one coming up that Jimmy, I believe, pitched. It's a very Jimmy idea, but it's also, again, something that I haven't seen done before. And I'm very excited for, like I said, Justin, we got your
the impulse,
the Isuzu coming. We got your a Mustang. VIP car. We got my Mustang. Yeah.
Yep.
Selling that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put $100,000 into my Z. Laughing is technically a green. So we're green lighting that.
But what I'm really stoked for, I mean, I'm stoked for all of it, but.
You're racing in Baja also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got the Nora. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're actually going to. So in the Ranger episode, if you watched it last week, you know that we like destroyed our steering system.
Mm-hmm.
So we might get one more video in there before the Baja race where we are upgrade the steering to a swing set. You desert guys will know that's like kind of the bare minimum for a trophy truck. We had a lot of faith in the current steering system, and we found out that it was not going to work.
Yeah.
So there might be a video about that. There might not be.
Well, we got a lot of practicing to do too. So
that too. But anyway,
check our socials. We'll probably be filming that.
Yeah. So
I'm really excited about our calendar right now because we're doing a lot of ambitious stuff, and it's the kind of stuff that we want to do more of. And we're kind of leaning like less into the green screeny videos right now and trying to really focus on like doing cool stuff with cars.
Ooh, one of my favorite comments is, why are they green screening the garage that's right next to them? And it's just like, well, it's full.
It's usually
It's being used.
If you see that in a video, that is almost always because while we're shooting on a green screen, the garage is being used like to build more stuff. So you can't do two shoots at the same time like that. It just doesn't work. We've done two builds in the garage at the same time when we were doing the PT Cruiser. The cage for the Ranger was also being built, and that was a big pain in the butt. And then recently we had the E36 2J swap going on while the Warner was being shot at the same time. I wasn't there that day.
It was
I heard that was insane as well.
A lot
going
on.
Jeez.
I mean, even the RC drag car we did next to the Ranger.
Oh, that's right.
And it was just like, this is nuts.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Not tripping to mention, everywhere. Up to Speed was always shot on a green screen, and we had a backdrop of our old office that would always have a car parked in the background. That's literally where we filmed it, but we had to green screen it because it was an active hallway and people couldn't walk through it because they had to go to their job.
Yeah. There was another business in the same building as us doing editing, which needs a little bit of focus. And
That
James
was really
out
funny.
There screaming.
Yeah. That was hilarious because it was like the guy who ran the company was French. And like a lot of the editors that he would hire were also French.
Yeah.
A lot of his personnel, it was like a very French kind of office going on. And so we'd be screaming in the hallway, or like Jeremiah doing a burnout with the Ducati in the lobby. And these quiet, reserved like French dudes would just poke their heads out and be like, it's so funny, man. Oh, we got Hilo too. I mean, I've said that before. That's not like a big reveal, but the cars, we have both the cars in the garage. They're getting wrapped right now. Mm-hmm. One of the wrap guys been cranking on those. They look sick.
I think Hilo starts filming this week, right?
Tomorrow. Yep.
Crazy.
Obviously, with the departure of James, the teams on Hilo are going to be a lot different this year, but the idea is still the same. I'm super excited because I get to take a bigger part.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, Job's still team high.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still team low, but you're gonna be over on team high.
Yes.
Saw the beginnings of a villain arc for you. I think
with the RC car video.
In the RC car video, I was like, we can't let Justin be high team. And then at the end of the shoot, I was like, oh, Justin's got to be high
team. Yeah, it was great. And then, I had a lot of fun doing that, you know, just like being on the other side for once and just acting like an ass.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Awesome.
And then you got Job and Justin, Jer and I, and then we have some new faces coming in.
Yeah.
And some familiar faces if you're if you watch all the Donut umbrella there.
It's a different discipline than what we've normally focused on.
You know, drag racing on YouTube is already very, very popular with like Cletus and 1320, that racing channel, all those channels. But it's not something that like we've done on the channel very much besides our daily and project car videos. So I'm really excited to bring this sport that like got me into cars.
I mean, it's the easiest automotive sport to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, literally really just go.
You just show up for 10 bucks.
It's as harmful on your car as like getting on a freeway on ramp. You know, like you can just go do it with your daily driver right now and probably won't break your car. So that's pretty cool.
A little bit of a spoiler. A lot of our dailies are faster than our project cars.
That's true.
By a wide margin.
Interesting about drag racing for high low too is that you have a direct comparison for the parts, which before it was a little subjective and it was us kind of saying like, suspension feels a little bit better. Now we will have eighth mile times.
Yeah. We will be doing it on eighth mile because Irwindale is the closest drag strip to us. Just makes sense production wise. And then later in the season, we'll get to the quarter mile and see what those things can really do.
Eighth is also where all the driver skill kind of comes in. Like you really got
a lot more emphasis on the launch.
Yeah.
Because you have less time, less distance.
I wasn't even paying attention during our race. Was our race close at all or no?
I lifted. I saw you in my my mirror and I was like, oh, I'll
your
save
front
it.
Mirror, right? The one that you look backwards to see who's in front.
Yeah, no. Looked in the side mirror. I was just like, oh, I'll just let off there.
I was just like in the zone and then Sandra was like, did you skip a gear or something? Like it sounded like your transmission fell out and I was like, oh. Should probably
get that checked out.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to get frustrated this season?
Of course. I mean,
I don't know. These cars are a lot more modern with a lot less miles.
That's true.
A lot less abuse.
I mean, you can build the car out as much as you want in the spreadsheet, but you still never know 100% if something's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ranger was just in terms of fabrication, like way more than we've ever had before. The Mustangs will not need as much fabrication, if any fabrication. I think there's one episode concerning body panels and weight reduction and all that will definitely require some yanking and tearing the car apart, but
I mean,
as far as I know,
on low team you just get a hammer.
Yeah. Hammer
the coercer.
But it'll be a lot of bolt-on stuff. But, you know, we're still trying to hit like sub 10s at the quarter, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, these cars should be making around 750 to 800 horsepower by the end of it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't even make a sub 10 in the eighth mile.
Yeah, that's
that was
that's
like
okay.
an eye opener for me.
I think you're going to get frustrated, Nolan.
Oh, probably.
Because
yeah.
Zach Redpath, who has directed, I believe, every season of Hilo.
Yeah.
Even, you know, back to when we were doing the Z's. He's really good at extracting those moments from
you. Poking the bear.
Sure. Yeah, 100%. It makes good videos. Yep. Yeah.
And makes good cars.
So,
speaking of,
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Pipeline, though, we got a really cool guest coming next week. that should be enough of a clue. He's a star of the half pipe. he's gonna come talk about some of his project builds, and
big
also
Subi head that guy.
Yeah, big Subi head. That's another clue. Mm-hmm. Half pipe, Subi head. Put it together. You do the maths. we also on the podcast side have an old face come in that you might recognize and you might be stoked on.
Another comment we've received a lot of over the years.
That's two clues. That's four clues for you.
You do the maths. Okay, I think that's going to do it for us this week. It'd be kind of weird to talk about the Corvette ZR1 or Lando Norris after this. We wanted to give this kind of like the way it deserves, frankly. So tomorrow, August 1st, check out the r/Donut Media, the Donut Media subreddit. We'll be doing an AMA there. I'll be in there. Max will be in there. And of course, also tomorrow, keep an eye out for James's project, his announcement. In the meantime, follow me at Nolan J. Sykes. Follow Joe at Joe G. Weber. He's back from baby jail, ladies and gentlemen. Max at Max Maddox. Justin at Justin Freeman. And big thank you to our crew. We got a lot of people back there today. We got Gavin Kinzel. Mark Schroeder. Is that Deji back there? All right. We got Audrey Holden. She's back. Nick Giamuso. Christina Felski. Yeah. Thank you, crew, for all that you do. And thank you for listening. We will see you next week. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.